In Northwest News on KPLU, humans should be part of any consideration of how well Puget Sound's ecological recovery is going. How we're thriving and benefiting are crucial parts of the equation. That's a basis of new research done on behalf of the state agency in charge of the cleanup of Puget Sound. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The state agency called Puget Sound Partnership is adding indicators of human well-being and quality of life to the vital signs it tracks. Kelly Biedenweg is the lead social scientist charged with developing the new measures. She says they were actually part of the agency's mandate from the beginning. They include tangible things such as clean air and water, but many are quite subjective, such as sense of place.
The extent to which people feel attached and have an identity with being in the Puget Sound region, cultural resources, whether people feel like they have the opportunity to access the cultural resources that are important to them.
She says if people don't have access or if the services they're getting aren't measured, they're less interested in taking care of their environment. The partnership included these indicators in its mandate when it formed because there are examples all over the world of areas where the human element wasn't taken into account, and those cleanups tend to miss their goals. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.